Radioactive Rant podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion advised.
Here we go.
Zero filter, zero couth, Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain.
Oh boy.
This
is Radioactive Rant.
Yay! So like pretty much everybody, I was watching some football yesterday.
Yeah.
And it took me a few seconds to remember who won the Super Bowl last year, not that long ago. Does that ever happen to you?
Kansas City?
There you go.
Yeah!
Kansas City Chiefs. You remember.
It happens to me more often than not.
Yeah. And Kansas City Chiefs, they have a bunch of great players, duh.
Yeah.
And a very popular quarterback as well. But all the attention is on one player, for the most part. And the reason is that he's dating that insufferable Taylor Swift.
Oh!
The girl with the clown makeup.
Yeah.
The over-the-top red lipstick she wears.
What's his name?
Stupid. Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
He's a tight end for the Chiefs. Something you definitely can't say about Taylor Swift.
Ooh!
She's seen a lot of dudes.
Yeah, she sure has.
That's for sure. Were they playing my team, the Chargers?
No.
I completely forgot about the Chargers game.
You should be forgetting about them.
Yeah.
See, the Chargers left San Diego.
Fuck them.
And they went to L.A.
For leaving
San Diego.
But
you're still a fan?
Well, what the hell else am I going to root for?
I don't know. I don't like him. Anyway.
That Travis guy, though.
Yeah. You know, I know they test the players for drugs.
Yes.
But he needs to now be tested for...
I don't know if they test him for that.
Good night, everybody. But, yeah. I mean, I definitely hate Taylor Swift. I don't get it.
Huh.
I don't want to get it. She looks like she's got to get in or out of a clown car with that makeup. That red lipstick.
That's her moniker.
Any moniker. Ugh. Don't like her.
Well,
now.
She earned her concert series over $1 billion now.
Moving on. So you went to Arizona.
Yeah.
To visit family.
To visit family. Yes. Okay, yeah. Yes. My parents and all that.
Was it fun?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I went to Tombstone.
Oh.
That was pretty cool.
That is
Saw
cool.
the whole shoot 'em out guys. It was all fake, of course.
I hope.
Well. Anyway, gas prices out there shocked the hell out of me.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way.
How much?
$5 a gallon.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that, they said, was pretty typical. If you go west into California, it's like $6 a gallon.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, no bless you?
Wow. No, I guess. God bless you.
Thank you.
But okay. I did get to eat all of my favorite junk food places.
Like?
Jack in the Box.
Did you get the tacos?
Of course. The cat,
those the cat squished food tacos
with the piece of American cheese shoved in there.
Yep.
So good.
And they never change.
No.
Only at Jack in the Box. Burger King tried it.
They tried it.
But that
didn't
work.
They failed miserably.
Yeah. That's a good one.
They're like $2 for two tacos still.
Still?
Yes.
That's a good deal.
It's amazing.
And great deal.
In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You can get a cheeseburger for $5 there. To this day.
And good.
And much better than the Five Guys. I hate Five Guys.
I think Five Guys is only like where we are.
Every time I eat at Five Guys and...
That's a burger place.
Yeah, it's a burger place, if you call it that. But I get the stomach cramps up and later on I'm, you know...
Out. That's the place where you get a small fry, right? It comes in a little cup. So they fill the cup with fries and then they dump it in a bag and then they put more in. It's weird.
It's strange.
It's a lot of fries.
Whatever they're putting in the burgers does not agree with me.
I haven't eaten there in a long time.
Don't.
Anyway.
And In-N-Out, you pay $5 for a cheeseburger and you can get french fries and everything. Yeah. It's very reasonable.
I haven't been to In-N-Out in a long time.
It's like $10 for just a hamburger and some fries.
Yeah. No,
anyway, what else? Oh, yeah. I went to El Pollo Loco for the first time in 5 years. Oh, I love that place. It's a chicken place.
They have one here.
They don't have El Pollo Loco here.
Yes, they do. Where? In Manassas on 234.
Are
yes,
you freaking kidding me?
No, it's not that good.
Oh, I love El Pollo Loco.
Well, you can
in
go
Manassas?
Anytime. Yeah, anytime you want.
Are you sure about that?
100% sure.
Oh, I'm excited now.
Oh, no. Huh. I've eaten there.
I did not know that.
Yuck.
I love it.
Okay. Enjoy.
Anyway.
Do me a favor. What? If you eat there.
I will.
That one. Uh-huh. Don't come here right afterwards.
You will. I need your toilet. Your facilities.
You will need the toilet. Yuck. Okay.
But, well. Yeah. It was hot.
Of course. It's Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Lots of desert.
But it's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Ugh. They had a little t-shirt that was at Tombstone that said, it's a dry heat, and the guy was a skeleton.
That's what they all say.
It's good.
Moving on here, because I wanted to ask you a question, and you probably have heard about this, but
So
have you heard about the latest Joe Biden public speaking debacle? One in a long line of debacles.
Anyhow.
So he got some backlash after presenting LL Cool J, of course, the legendary rapper,
yes,
with the Phoenix Award at the Congressional Black Caucus in Washington, right here in D.C., right?
Ladies love Cool J.
So he botched his name big time.
Oh, really?
Here it is.
The two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip hop in America, LL J Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's been.
What a buffoon.
Oh, boy.
Non-stop buffoonery. That boy.
That boy.
That is simply muscle memory for him.
Exactly.
You know that?
He's always been like that.
I mean, what in the hell?
He's the one that said that he didn't want his kids growing up in a racial jungle going to school.
Let's check it out one more time.
The two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL J Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's been.
He tried to walk it back. He's like, whoops.
Enjoying your president?
You're right. It's just muscle memory.
Unbelievable.
Holy crap. No, I missed that in my travels somehow.
Lucky you. Glad I could accommodate.
Yeah, thanks for illuminating me on that shit.
Moving on.
God.
So last podcast, we mentioned briefly that Alex Murdaugh, actually it's Murdoch.
It's not Murdaugh?
No. Who cares?
It's Murdoch. Okay.
Anyway, we'll land on Murdoch.
Sure.
Anyway, his attorneys, they're asking for another trial. And it's because of a book the clerk of court wrote after the trial ended.
Yeah.
Okay. Her name is Becky Hill. Now you look at her and you can instantly tell she's a fucking busybody. Has that appearance.
Yeah.
I want to say Prissy looks like a high school librarian.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. I can get the picture.
Exactly.
In my head.
She's accused of influencing the jury, basically telling them not to believe anything Alex Murdaugh says.
I'm pretty sure that's not right.
Exactly. Now, several of these jurors, they came forward after this shit stain wrote the book about the trial, right? She had frequent conversations with the foreperson, urging that person to make a quick verdict.
Wow.
She's referred to, though, by everybody as the sweet little small town clerk of court. No, she's a hag. Period.
Huh.
The same person who's in every documentary about these assholes, and it's all speculation, by the way. I mean, it's crazy. It's just like the former girlfriend of the deceased Paul Murdoch.
Yes.
The attention-seeking behavior of these 20 and 30-year-olds is out of control, isn't it? Gotta cash in on this. Get my 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way people like her, this girlfriend, will get any attention. They just blindly jump on a bandwagon, don't they?
Right.
They have no self-respect.
To ride it out.
And they have no self-awareness either.
They don't give a shit.
Yes, she was in that tragic boat wreck that rolled into all this drama.
Yeah.
But still,
I mean, what the hell? And they broke up, by the way, way before the trial. So what relevance does this girl have?
She was part of the crew, so
these
that's all it takes.
Fucks can't get in front of a camera fast enough. It's mind-boggling. And by the way, Brenda told me that book was a failure, not a hit.
Good.
Anyway, so apparently she borrowed money and took money out of her own 401k to get it published.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But
that's what happens. Whoops.
Idiot.
Good.
Well, I'm glad.
That's what she gets.
That's what she gets. All right, let's do a quick recap of what we talked about on the last podcast. We want to get everyone on top of things.
Yeah.
Well, it's because we're going to read a few text messages.
Right.
From listeners. And most of the messages, they refer to the last episode. So, on the last episode, we mentioned how Howard Stern has turned into a prude. Mm.
Yes.
We also mentioned Keith Olbermann's comments about New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers' season-ending injury.
Career-ending.
I think so.
Really?
And we talked about actors not wanting to talk about pivotal roles they've played in the past.
Yeah.
Go to radioactiverant.com to get in touch with us. And you can go to the contact page, and that's how you get in touch with us.
That's right.
So let's read some messages from the people that did that. Caleb, Queens, New York. Caleb says, Howard Stern lost his edge a long time ago.
Yeah.
He's turned into a whiny old bitch who's afraid of his own fucking shadow.
He sure is.
A pearl-clutching scrag, in my opinion. That's what I saw.
Oh, okay. I thought he wrote that.
No, like, that would be something that I would say, not Caleb from Queen. But good one, Caleb.
Yeah.
Jonathan, Trinidad, Colorado. Fuck that idiot Keith Olbermann. He's a dinky troll.
He sure is.
He doesn't think so. But you're right.
Dinky troll.
Marcy, Chesterbrook, Pennsylvania. Marcy says, I believe it's perfectly normal when actors pull back from pivotal roles they played in the past because they don't want to be associated solely with those parts. Just like Martha Plimpton with The Goonies. That's what we talked about.
But that's what launched her career.
Absolutely.
Would she embrace it?
You should embrace the roles you're known for.
Right.
And dance like the monkey you are. That's what I say, monkey. Matt, Tallahassee, Florida.
Ah.
I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and Radioactive Rant is my favorite out of all of them.
What?
Brown noser. Sunny, Selbyville, Delaware. Worst podcast ever.
Wow.
Then stop listening, dude.
That is weird.
There you go. Those were your messages. Those were your messages. We hope to hear from you next time. You know what? Ceases to amaze me how many people, we shouldn't probably be saying this out loud.
Yeah.
But to say how much they hate this podcast, but they continue to listen.
They'll write in.
Because this guy, I'm going to say dollars to donuts, this dude will, I heard what you said about me. Well, if you did, you know, it's ridiculous.
How dare you talk ill about me when I talk ill about your podcast?
Exactly.
Let's go
listen. It's time for the Radioactive Rant Trivial Pursuit TV Trivia Cards game.
That's it.
I shortened the title because
it was longer before.
Well, we thought it was funny. Well,
it was.
Was it? Anyway, I found these cards out in the garage. Minus the actual game.
Yeah.
Just the TV trivia cards from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Here's your first one.
All right.
What is the name of the hired farmhand employed by Oliver Wendell Douglas on Green Acres?
No.
Your favorite show.
My favorite show of all time.
I know you don't know it. Do you know it?
No.
Why?
Because I don't watch that fucking show.
You got to watch it. Eb Dawson.
Mm.
Okay. Here's your second one. What was Jonathan and Jennifer's dog's name on Heart to Heart? Come on.
Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart. No? His name was Freeway.
Freeway.
Do you remember that? Did you ever watch Heart to Heart?
I vaguely remember that because they found him in a freeway.
They found him on the side of the freeway.
Yeah.
There you go. Here's your third one. Mm-hmm. Another pet one.
Oh.
What is the name of the Flintstones saber-toothed cat on the Flintstones? I'd be impressed if you get this one.
There's
not impressed.
Dino is the dog.
The cat's name is Baby Puss.
Wow. No.
Mostly known for Fred's failed attempts at putting him out at night after the end of the episodes. Remember the ending credits?
That's right.
Remember? Number four.
And he gets locked out.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay. What was Wilma doing in there? Why did she lock him out?
Yeah.
You know what she was doing, right?
I don't want to know.
Okay. Here's your fourth one. What was Sheriff Andy's last name on the Andy Griffith Show? Oh.
Taylor.
Up.
Because it wasn't Griffith.
No. Mayberry Sheriff. Andy Taylor.
Ooh, Andy. You think Opie would like some Fumunda cheese? And be peed in my mouth. Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. That's a Trivial Pursuit TV trivia question.
Why is Floyd such a weirdo?
Floyd the barber? I don't know. Thank goodness he is.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I have to say. Okay, let's do celebrity rant now, where listeners point out famous people they're fed up with.
There's a lot of them.
So go to radioactiverant.com, click on the contact page. You can message us celebrities you don't care for.
That's right.
Tell us why, and maybe we'll choose yours.
Maybe.
Jeremy, Lewistown, Pennsylvania. Jeremy doesn't like Russell Brand.
What?
He says he doesn't like him because he's arrogant and self-absorbed and really is just a man-child. He also says he walks around in a permanent state of being impressed by himself. Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
That's most comedians.
It is. He's too loud and too hyper for me.
He's very hyper.
And all the political stuff, stop. Uh-huh. This guy, enough with it, man. No one should care what this greasy-looking dimwit has to say about anything. That's just me. But do you like him?
I've heard some of his stuff. I'm like, oh, that's all right. But I don't know where that happened. Like, he went from stand-up comedy and then bam.
To a political analyst.
Political guru guy.
Yeah, from what I've seen, this dude just can't shut his pie hole.
I mean,
he just can't. Diarrhea of the mouth. Enough.
It's like all of those late night guys.
Yeah.
Comedians, and then they switch up and everything's politics.
Exactly. Bottom line, he might be very cool, but I don't care enough to be proven otherwise.
I did like him in, Saving Silverman? Or no?
No, Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah. But yeah, he was okay. I don't know. Okay, there you go. That's Celebrity Rant. And if you want to send in somebody that you don't like, do it.
Go
to the website.
He did play himself in every single movie or acting role.
That's the only movie I remember.
It was in another movie where he played a crazy rock star, and this guy was trying to stop him from completely going crazy and get him to a concert on time.
Wait, what?
I don't remember what movie that was, but anyway.
Moving on!
All right.
Let's listen to Rant, where our listeners send in things that infuriate them. Yeah. So you can go to radioactiverant.com. Just go to that website. It seems like it's jam-packed.
It's got a lot of stuff.
You can click on Listen to Rant, and you can see what other people hate. There's a little list there.
Maybe that's why it's one of the top-rated websites.
It's crazy. Why is that?
Anyway,
because we talk
there.
About it incessantly.
That's right.
Anyway, on the contact page, you can message us with what bugs you, and maybe we'll read it on this podcast. Yeah. Where else will we read it? Here's a few things our listeners can't stand. Artie, Union, South Carolina. I don't know where that is. Artie says he doesn't like when someone goes on and on about a TV show or a movie they love that I've never seen. Yeah, that's a good one. Or care about. Okay. You know. Oh, this thing is the best. And the
Yellowstone.
I get that here.
I get
Survivor.
Survivor sucks.
Big Brother. It's like, I got to hear this? I don't care about that. Brad from Belgrade, Montana. He doesn't like people who take forever to order.
Yes.
I guess like at a restaurant or something.
Or in a drive-thru. God, I hate that.
Or like a line, like a Dunkin' Donuts or something like that, where there's people behind you.
I have a jelly-filled. Yeah.
Right. They're oblivious.
Just order the gosh damn donuts.
You know why they're oblivious?
Why?
Because people have less and less respect for anyone else nowadays.
That's true.
It's true. Mandy.
What's happening?
I had to take a pause. Mandy, yeah. Dearborn, Michigan.
Ugh. Dearborn, Michigan.
Spent a month there one night.
Hi-oh. I don't think I've been there.
You haven't? There you go. Sorry, Mandy.
I know you you used to live there or near there.
Yeah, the whole Michigan thing. Okay.
All right.
Mandy doesn't like women who don't know when they've overdone it with the perfume.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Man, on the airplane.
Oh, you get that all the time.
Yes. Oh, my Lord.
Or like some of my dates back in high school.
Oh.
It would have been way better for them to stink of perfume rather than reek like the filth they actually were. Ugh. That's awful.
Terrible. So they were just covering it up.
Hey, I still let them do hand stuff, though.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Leon, Raleigh, North Carolina. Leon doesn't like leaving empty containers in the fridge.
Yes.
Yeah, that's slobby.
That's a very
that's a slobby
annoying.
Thing to do.
Mm.
Christopher, Bartlett, Tennessee. He doesn't like clapping when the plane lands. Who does that?
I experienced that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
People
like,
do
why
that?
Why are we clapping?
That's stupid.
They're just doing their jobs correctly, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's why they're clapping. They're just
yay,
glad to be
we're
alive.
Still alive. I guess.
I would be booing. I don't want to be alive. That's Listener Rant. And there you have it.
This show has flown by. Wow.
And it really will fly by after editing because I was coughing and hacking up three or four lungs.
You have three or four lungs?
Sure.
Wow.
And yeah, I don't know why I have this cough. Now, no one's going to know because I will have edited all
edit all out.
Out.
It'll be,
you will know that
the
I
magic
did.
Of editing. And there's that.
Okay. Are we done? That went way quicker than it usually
so.
Does.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Pretty much discussed everything we wanted to.
Then we're done.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Professional.
Yeah.
You just heard the Radioactive Rant podcast with Mark Reynolds and Tom Swain. Find out more at RadioactiveRant.com. I'm Doc Holliday for Radioactive Rant.